Stop 13, The Glass House and Greenhouse, is a reminder of the work of former park curators. One long-serving curator was Frederick Turley, who was appointed in 1909. He had trained at the famous Kew Gardens in England. Turley became interested in Australian trees and tropical plants. He personally planted the trees in many of the parks and avenues in Ipswich. He also developed many new bougainvillea varieties, which were named after Ipswich people. His work popularised bougainvillea to such an extent that Ipswich people voted it the town's floral emblem in 1930. This has now been changed and the city's floral emblem is a native plant, Eucalyptus curtisii, or Plunket Mallee. You can see one of these trees later on in this tour in the Nerima Gardens. There are also formal flower beds in this area. Flower beds were a prominent feature of the park in the early years. The first park keeper had trouble with feral goats, which were roaming around Ipswich at the time. A later park curator complained in the 1930s that a cow had found its way into the park and had eaten 100 petunias and 1,095 gerberas. Note that the garden edges are of limestone. This was relief work during the Great Depression of the 1930s. The next stop, number 14, is across the road from the greenhouse and glasshouse, the park curator's house.